4-H program is now over a century old, and many people will recognize the familiar green clover that symbolizes those well-known clubs. But the story behind why 4-H has a clover, and exactly what it means, is a feature not many people have heard. It's next on the American Countryside.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
In northern Iowa, you will find a town that lays claim to a part of 4-H history.
This building was located in Lake Township up until 1955 when the Clarion Chamber of Commerce purchased it and moved it to Clarion. And then they restored it to country school style of that era.
Yvonne Stevens in Clarion, Iowa, says it was this country school building that would become a part of 4-H history.
O.H. Benson was the superintendent of schools at that time. He had a habit of visiting the various country schools. And that's the story of how the 4-H emblem came into being, is on one of his visits to the country school.
It was during one of those regular visits that an interesting story unfolded that still impacts 4-H clubs today.
It seems that he just was visiting the school on a regular school day, and the kids happened to be out for recess and were hunting for four-leaf clovers in the yard, and had found a bouquet of them, and the teacher suggested that they give them to him. And he came in the school and visited the classes that afternoon, and at the end of the day, he addressed the students, and he said their bouquet of four-leaf clovers had given him an idea for their clubs that they were organizing out here in the country schools.
With that bouquet of flowers in hand, Benson went on to share how he believed that clover symbolized 4-H.
He told them that each leaf in the clover meant something, and he chose head, heart, hands, and hustle. And the hustle was later changed to health.
The local 4-H club adopted the clover and its meaning as a symbol for their group. The clover and the pledge is all due to a man named O.H. Benson and his visit to this Iowa country school. Traveling the countryside in Clarion, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.